Welcome back to News Talk, 1370 WCOA. Real news with Rick Allison. It's 7:10. Humidity is back, folks, but hopefully it won't get too hot today. One of the biggest scandals of the Janice Gilley administration was EMS. They had four employees that were indicted. Several of the leadership team in EMS and public safety resigned for various reasons. But we're finding out, as some of these are being taken to trial, four employees were taken to trial, that a lot of the counts are being dropped, that they are being offered pretrial diversion. And the misdemeanors and all the felonies that made big news in the daily newspaper are disappearing, fading away slowly but surely. And the not guilty pleas of Leon Salter and Catherine Kinney are still there. They still pleaded not guilty, and their records will be expunged once they come out of it. One person that's been on top of this story, that's been the henny penny of the group, who said this isn't right, has been County Commissioner Jeff Bergosh, and we've got Jeff on the line now. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Rick. Thank you for having me on.
What's your take? I mean, the headline continues to make it sound bad. Two former Escambia County paramedics arrested in EMS scandal strike deal to dismiss charges. Couldn't it have been better just to say charges were being dismissed?
Well, I think so. You know, obviously folks want to sensationalize things and dramatize things, and it helps sell papers, but it doesn't help the people who are at issue. And those folks have been drugged through the ringer. And I'm quite pleased to see these cases be disposed of. I think the listeners should pay close attention to the fact that when these stories come out, Rick, you know, there's all these ominous, you know, things. Oh, my gosh, it's felonies. It's racketeering. Oh, my gosh, it's 20 felonies. And then, you know, by the way, when it's under the scrutiny of the investigation, everything gets dropped. And these people say, I'm not going to admit to anything, and they get deals. And that just means, you know, either there was no evidence, or these folks were exceptional people that never had problems, or a combination of both of these things. But, you know, a lot of this stems, Rick, from, you know, the previous administration before Janice Gilley to Jack Brown. And you know, if you've got a quick minute, I'd like to go through a quick chronology.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, well, you know, we had a previous medical director named Dr. Henning. And sadly, we had some folks die in the jail. There was a lot of pressure on him, a lot of pressure put on Jack.
That was my story. I'm the one who wrote that story about the jail death. So, right.
Yeah, and it was horrible, you know, but a lot of these folks, they come into our jail and they're in horrible physical health. They've got out of control, untreated diabetes, other issues. So, you know, we can't prevent everyone from dying. That's just the fact of reality. But so with that said, you know, Henning, Jack fired him. He got in a wreck on the way to a call, and he got a wreck, and that was the end for him. And in 2017, a young man died on Pine Forest Road. He was hit by a truck. It was bad the way he was treated. So this individual came to the county with Commissioner Robinson and Jack Brown, and they pushed to install a new medical director. New medical director comes in. Many of the folks at EMS were still very loyal to Dr. Henning, and it created immediate friction. And I believe a lot of these issues, Rick, stem from that action. One of the senior level EMS employees did not like the fact that a qualified service member who was actually deployed overseas was not chosen, and they believe it was a violation of the USERRA Act. That person attempted to file a complaint, and he was summarily dismissed. They trumped up some charges on him, ran him out. So there's a lot of backstory to this, and you know, we all know what happened to Matt Selliver. That he got ensnared in all of this. And so it's just grown tentacles, and it's been a bad thing. But we're getting to the point of resolution, and it starts with these folks getting these deals and getting out from under it.
Well, you know, when listening to Commissioner Jeff Bergosh talking about EMS, I think that I guess the reason I agree what you're saying about the history. We wrote about some horrible things that were happening on some of the call-outs with paramedics. It happened. People did die. People did get injured. You know, could have been treated better. But the other thing that is that Janice came in focusing on EMS. I mean, she knew that was her mission. That was what she preached from, I hate to use this word, day one. And she even brought in Jerry Maygarden, who was going to investigate and clean it up. And 8 months later, Department of Health is coming in and fining, opening an investigation, and then almost 10 months after that, then we have these series of arrests. What did Janice miss that could have made a difference when she came in?
Well, I think a couple of things, Rick. I think in July, actually the end of July, July 30th, 2019, which was just a couple of months after Dr. Henning was let go and the new medical director was brought in, our county received a clean bill of health. In fact, we received an outstanding critique from the Department of Health. And I spoke with a couple of the employees who were a part of that. And I said, my question has always been, how do we go from having a clean bill of health, exceptional ratings from the state in July of 2018 to being on our back in the spring of 2019, according to, several folks who joined the department. I think there were some issues. I think there were some folks that had scores to settle. I think people walked into that department with chips on their shoulders the size of boulders, and they just ran through some good staff. They ran a lot of good staff out of there under the guise of reformation. We're going to reform it. I think what it really was, it became very tribal. And if you were an adherent to Dr. Henning or to Steve White, you were suddenly a pariah, and many of these people got run out. And, you know, I'm not going to make an accusation here, but there are people out there that say a lot of this record-keeping and certification irregularities might have been manufactured. So I think there's a lot more to look at here. Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. And I certainly hope people are looking at that, because if that happened, whoever was involved in that should be prosecuted and should have their license taken away. That's what I'm saying.
We've got about 2 minutes left. I tell you, the thing that that I think now the spillover, what we're dealing with now, is we're getting continued ambulance times are getting longer. It's getting people are concerned that when they make a call, people are hurting and they're waiting for a long period of time. When can we move to where we can get the service level back up to what it was?
Well, we're trying as desperately as we can, Rick. This is not just a localized phenomenon. This is a national problem. You know, we've raised pay. We're offering the signing bonuses. The board is doing everything we can. We've opened the pocketbooks. We've opened our wallets. We've raised pay. I would just, you know, there are going to be those times where we're holding calls, and it's not always a situation we can control. A perfect example of which is when we are diverted. We can't go to the hospital that's closest. Well, oops, we can't take patients. That happens all the time. Sometimes two of the three. There's another thing, we get there and we cannot release the patient until the hospital lets us release. So there's all these other issues going on. I would only tell the listeners this. Look, when you call 911, if it's a bona fide emergency, someone's coming. If we can't get you an ambulance, we'll get you a fire truck. We will get you someone there who can get you taken care of. You know, is it perfect? No. Can we do better? Absolutely, yes. We have a contingency. We have a surge capacity with a different provider. But again, you know, we're doing our level best. I know last night I got a text message, Rick. We had an individual fall at a assisted living facility, needed transport. We only had 6 ambulances on the board. You know, these things happen. You know, we're doing the very best we can, but there are men and women that are dedicated. They're triaging these calls. And if you have a heart attack, if you have a stroke, that ambulance is coming. It's coming. If you've lost the remote control or you had a headache, you know, we're going to talk with you. We're going to make sure. We have to be very judicious with our resources. But we understand there's shortcomings. The board is doing everything we can to assist. And when you call 911, help is on the way in Escambia County, Florida.
Great. Jeff, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Anytime, Rick. Thank you, sir. All right. Have a great one.
You too.